Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
With this cock ring, I thee wed. Now that's romance.
The name of the episode, y'all, is not called that. But you know what? It would be a better, more original name than this bullshit. This is Reality Gaze. My name's Matt, and that's Poodle.
I think that'd be a nice way to change it up sometimes.
What?
Give someone a cock ring instead
when you
of
give
a,
the gift
instead
that cares.
Of a hand ring.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. You don't have to wear it all the time, just when it matters.
It's basically, that's the gay version of a trust fall, is when a guy puts a cock ring on you.
That is so true.
Because y'all, if you've never had a man put a cock ring on you, you've just got to kind of lay there.
It's scary, because they're moving it around your nuts.
I remember I was in my 20s, and I was with an older gentleman in his 50s, kind of like, he reminded me a lot of, you know, on Hedwig in the Angry Inch when he fucks that older black man.
Yes.
It was very much, the guy even looked like him. So
he was playing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, so I just felt like he was going to, I put it on a cock ring and I'm like, I put on my makeup. Anyway, it was.
When the moon is in the house. And like the bedroom is in like maroons and browns.
It was maroons.
Black women with like black women with afros in the pictures.
It was when I used to live over in Palms. It was like, oh. I was like 23 then. And he rocked my chain. I mean.
Do you ever see him again?
No. But that was when you met people on like Yahoo Cheddar, gay.com. And so I didn't.
Gay.com was a weird time.
You know, when you have sex when you're younger, actually, I feel like you didn't have this, but maybe you did. But it was almost so good and so kind of transformative. I didn't know how to handle it. I was like, can I do that again? I don't know. Was that just. So it was a. Yeah.
All in a day.
Yeah.
You'll have someone else who's really good and like.
Well, not when you're 23. You think, I don't
know. Nobody fucks you when you're 23.
Anyway.
This is not Reality Gaze. This is 90 Day Fiancé. I don't know what this. Help us, Reba McEntire. You're our only hope.
I am very excited. I am manifesting. I'm putting it out for the show. And I was talking to a marketing person last night at dinner who does social media marketing, works in the entertainment business. And I think this is weird, but I think I might do it.
Get to the point.
Reba McEntire has a new show coming back. She just signed a deal with NBC.
Oh, a sitcom.
And y'all, I've been manifesting. Reba, do you need a brother? Do you need a cousin?
I think you'd be great for that.
We're from the... I am manifesting that. I want to be... I texted my theatrical agent, and she's like, well, yeah, on season two, maybe you could get a waiter. And I said, no! I want a series regular. I want to be Reba's brother cousin coming to visit.
What's that resume like?
Hey, I've gone in for a series regular before, though, on an NBC show.
Usually you do have to... I would agree with your manager of maybe work up.
No! I am manifesting it.
But I'm saying usually it's not common for them to give.
I'm manifesting right now. Don't yuck my yum.
I think I'm not yucking your yum.
Hey, you should want me to get on a Reba show because at least I'm trying. You haven't done anything yet to get on Big Brother. And one of us could get famous and then we'd blow up.
Here's what I'm saying. I know how the audition thing goes that...
I'm cleverly aware. I've gone on many casting auditions.
But I've sat on the other side.
So have I. I'm telling you.
For a butt camp video?
And besides, you've done more theater, not television, and I'm manifesting. So there you go.
All right. I'm just saying.
How many television shows have you cast?
You never want to be the first one to give someone a series regular. That's gospel. And so that's why I'm saying if you worked up for it.
I feel like I have worked up for it. Boy, when you want, come to anything joyous to Poodle, he'll just try to take it all out of vinegar.
No.
If I did that to you, your teeth would come out, those fangs would come out of the back of your head and you would just try to bite me.
No, with me, I'm already frighteningly realistic with myself.
Well, I'm not. And don't Stacy my Darcy.
That's true.
There you go. So anyway, I think it's been all a manifestation with Reba McEntire and McEntimer, and now Reba's in the Super Bowl.
So the next step is for
it
you
all
to get,
started at the Hardy Murphy Coliseum when I was 5 years old.
You to
old.
Get her on her show.
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm a candle influencer now. I've manifested shit.
I just think
we need to move on.
Candle influencer is different than booking a role in a major sitcom.
I disagree. You need to dream big, Poodle.
I agree. I just know.
Wow. Small dream.
I feel sorry for you. I think you could totally get an under five, though.
Bless your heart. Just waking up in a small box every day, looking around saying, this is it. Bless you. Y'all, this is season 10, episode 6. We're going to remind you straight up.
16.
Or 16, I'm sorry. Straight up. We're not having a 90-day show next week because it's...
Super Bowl!
Super Bowl Sunday. So we're off, bitches. Off.
The Chiefs and the Niners. I only know that because I have straight people in my life. And because Taylor Swift is dating one of their football players.
It's true. I only know because my nephew's a big Chiefs fan. So he talks about them all the time.
Oh, okay.
And somebody else is. There's a lot of Californians that are very excited about the 49ers.
The Niners, yeah.
So does Joe Namath still play for them? Not Joe Namath. Joe something. He played for the 49ers.
Joe Montana.
I guess he's retired now.
Joe Montana played for the Colts? Am I making that up?
No, he was the 49ers. I remember.
No, Joe Namath. You said Joe Namath.
We're out of our league here.
Joe Montana
played. I said Joe Namath, but I meant Joe Montana.
Joe Montana played for the 49ers.
He's probably retired.
Yes, he's retired. Oh, okay. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
He's like 70.
Well... That one guy, the Patriots, is old and playing still. Eli Manning. Yeah, or is he retired too?
You don't know anything.
You don't either. You only know because of Taylor Swift.
Okay, I knew who Joe Montana was, and I knew who he's not playing now.
I remember when Joe Montana did that like soap commercial, and he was rubbing his body with Dial.
Yeah,
I do.
That's
how I know Joe
Montana. That's our frame of reference. So no Super Bowl, and stick around. We're going to talk about some things you can do if you don't like football.
Yeah, if you don't watch football, stick
and there's
around.
No 90 day, what will you do?
What will you do? We're going to have some tips for you of some things you could do.
More than just I suggested just telling people to masturbate, but then I think we need a couple more.
Yeah.
Because then you're done after like 10 to 20 minutes.
I don't think most people are into a 5-hour edging session that you are with just with just bats flying around you trying to peck your eyes. Whatever you need.
You have to go get Gatorade.
Yeah.
Between,
yeah. Yeah. I don't, yeah.
I'm gonna change your sheets because they're wet.
Yeah.
I meant from sweat.
Yeah, that's still just as gross. Y'all, I want to apologize to the intimate. There's going to be some apologies episode. First off, I want to apologize. This is
for getting a lot wrong.
No, I want to. This is not the. I actually feel really bad about this because it really bothered some of you. I am sorry that Poodle showed his MeUndies flamingo jockstrap for the intimate portrait people last week.
I'm not sorry.
I've gotten messages
I'm not sorry.
I've gotten many messages of people saying, you know,
they want to see more of my underwear.
I airstreamed this to my television, and my child walked in when Poodle, and they said, you know, she's six.
We all need an education sometime.
And I want to say, why are you playing this on your television when you have a six-year-old child? But I'm not going to judge that. I can't control that. I can control Poodle sometimes, and I am sorry.
Rarely.
Anyway.
I'm not sorry.
Any other apologies we need to talk about in this episode, Poodle? Anything else on your mind?
No, I'm good. I do need to say that there were... we had a certain Broadway icon pass away. Was that Monday?
Let's see. It was you talked about
Tuesday.
You talked about her on Monday, and she promptly died on Tuesday.
Pour one out for Cheetah Rivera.
Yes, a true icon.
Yes. I mentioned her. Uh-huh. I mentioned that I could play the Cheetah Rivera role. But I didn't talk about her in the reality of it.
Sure.
I just offhand mentioned her. I didn't do what you do or what we normally do is say, are they alive?
This isn't about a whataboutism. This isn't about that. This is about what
that's how you
said.
Killed KT Uslin.
I admit I did kill KT Uslin. I didn't ask if she was alive. I just talked about her.
This is the highest profile person that we may have inadvertently mentioned, and something in the universe moved. So I'm going to stop mentioning Broadway people of a certain age.
Oh.
Because I'm worried now.
You're worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was swift. That took about maybe 12 hours.
I mean, she was 91.
She was. Lived a long life.
But I need to see
a long, great life.
I'm sure they recorded Kiss of a Spider Woman. I need to see that.
I don't know if they did, but it's a fantastic. It's not out anywhere, I don't think. Maybe it's maybe a bootleg, but yeah. I think they recorded the one with Vanessa Williams.
Okay.
The revival.
Was she good in it?
I did not see it.
I do like her.
She's not but Cheetah was the definitive one. Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
She inspired a lot of you and means a lot to a lot of people. And she's, she will be missed, but not her work. At least we still have that.
That's true.
Yeah. So that, what a blessing.
So sorry. Jesus. That
wasn't me on
y'all,
that one.
When I saw it, people sent me this, and someone went, did you do this? That was the DM I got, and I went, and I just felt sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I messaged him, and he went, oh my God, it's pretty good. It happens.
Tour dates are coming soon. Y'all, we're recording this on the last day of January. I sent our tour manager another text today. He is trying to get his shit together.
It makes it sound like that Joey Tribbiani's agent is who's doing booking our tour. And sometimes I feel like it, but that's okay.
I promise soon. I promise.
Soon, I promise. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. We talked about Super Bowl Sun. Anything else?
Love is Blind Season 6 coming out February 14th. Valentine's Day.
It comes out February 14th on Netflix.
Valentine's
15th
Day.
For us. 15th
yes,
for us.
The 15th at midnight.
Yes.
And there's always someone who says, the show's dropped. Where can I listen to the recaps? And I was like, calm down, heroin junkie.
Just open your app and see. You can.
Or no, I'm saying give it a little time.
You can do it if it's a five. Remember, that's a $5 tier show.
Yeah.
Because it's a binge. So that will be, which is available on all platforms of all RG Plus, where you can watch that. As well as we've just started dropping, well, on the 31st today. So by the time this comes out, you'll have 3 or 4 days worth of season 4 of Love is Blind, which is 2 seasons ago.
Oh, the best season so far, I think.
Yeah. We always give you a sampling so you can see what it's like. Try before you buy. But you can listen to that. It's an advent calendar, shall we say.
An advent calendar of a Love is Blind.
And so our episodes will drop directly on February 15th at midnight. And so,
the season 6 episodes.
Yes, for the season 6 episode.
And the season 4 should start dropping very soon.
No, I already said it's already started dropping. It drops today. On the 31st.
Well, there you go.
I just said that. Yeah.
It dropped not today.
No, I said, but you're going to have several episodes already ready for this.
I wasn't listening.
I know. It's fine. I don't get offended when you don't listen because I don't listen to you. So it just, we're in our life. And if you're sitting here on this couch, neither of us are listening to you, but I'm rubbing your leg right now on this intimate portrait.
Ooh.
And you feel Poodle's energy that feels off because A, I think it's humid today in LA. I think it's fucking with him. And B,
I'm basically vibrating.
Yeah. And B, I think it's also large in part is we've watched the first 2 episodes of Love is Blind and you can't talk about it and it's killing
it's
you.
It's driving me upside my head.
The first 2 episodes are, in one word, what would you say these first 2 episodes have been for you?
Whiplash.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Whiplash is good. I would say addictive. That's
hopeful
my word.
Hopeful also. I've talked about it being hopeful.
Yeah.
I was not shy about saying that I did not enjoy season 5.
Mm-hmm. I liked it more than you. I didn't love things
that's,
about it.
That's a low bar because I really hated it.
You really hated it. But it wasn't your least favorite season. You said at the time you still hated Influencer season
I
more.
I still hated season 3 worse.
Yeah, we both still hated that one. So, yeah. Anyway, yes. Addictive, gripping.
Yes.
And hopeful.
Hopeful. It's going to be a ride, everybody.
Yeah, we're excited about it. So, I mean, look, y'all, just get into it because everybody else is going to talk about it, too.
Big news, huge, Seeking Sister Wife premiering on TLC on March 4th.
Oh, are we saying?
Yeah, that's why I talked to you about it.
Okay.
I wasn't just talking to hear myself. Although that's good, too. Seeking Sister Wife.
We're doing it.
We're covering that on our cringe tier.
And not a bi-curious. What are we actually doing, Poodle?
We're covering the whole thing.
Could you not have any... I was trying to get excitement, and you just went, we're covering the whole thing.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to say...
It's the whole season!
Yes, I was trying to give you a build-up.
It's the whole season!
Do you need cake?
No.
Or dick?
I always need cake.
Anyway, we're going to jump... This is our first time. We've done a bi-curious.
We've done a bi-curious before.
No, but we've never...
I've been watching that primordial garbage from the beginning.
You know Cerulean from the beginning?
Cerulean?
Whatever his name is.
Sidian.
Obsidian?
Sidian.
That's a weird name. Anyway.
He's weird.
It's going to be a first time for me, so I'm sure I'll have a lot of questions. So if you're new to Seeking Sister Wife,
I don't think they're coming back.
Oh, wait. What show is this again we're doing?
Seeking Sister Wife.
Wife. Oh, they're not coming back. But still,
why is it so hard for you to separate sister wives from sister
wives? It really is. I keep them the same. But if you're new and you're like, well, I don't watch that show, I'm new too. Or if you've been around and you're obsessed with like Poodle or Amy Archer, then
and like
Poodle
a lot of you,
for you,
this to me is my favorite cringe show, and it has all the elements.
I like the Bike Curious. I mean, it was gross.
But it's so interesting.
But it's cringe gross.
It's a weird type of, I think it is very, it's like the kind of weird twisted stepsister of second wave feminism. That you understand the women are actually finding, a lot of these women actually find power in these relationships because the men are so stupid. And the women find this, I think it's a fascinating show, and it is absolutely stark raving crazy.
I'm excited. Yeah.
I don't know if Nick and Wilson Phillips will be back.
No,
I really hope so because they were really great. And their three-way bed.
But there'll be some people that are back.
I think there's some people who are back. There were some who shouldn't be back. Like, oh God, Dimitri and what's her name and Crystalline. I always forget their last name. I think they were. Arrested for abuse?
Oh,
or
okay.
Something. It was all awful. Right.
Is that show on a Monday too?
That is on a Monday.
God, why is everything in the beginning of our week?
Yeah,
really is.
Yino and Jasmine. This may have been the first time without an argument that I've ever seen a segment of theirs.
And by the way, again, shout out to TLC, Nicole and Jackie at TLC, who gives these episodes early. This week, usually we get like the finished episode. They are still doing things that I like because this episode looked, the sound was off. But no, and it had time code. But I really appreciate that because some people wouldn't give us that. Yep, so
we really appreciate
it. Shout out to them that they still give us that episode so we can watch early. Y'all, because Christina is going back to the...
Producer Christina.
Is going back...
Motherland.
To the motherland. So she says she's going to be able to work while she's there. We don't know what's going to happen.
And you better come back because we'll find you.
Yeah, she might not. Bakla! She might find some gays.
Find some baklas.
Yeah, some gays that eat her up. So send some good... It's going to be her birthday, too. So send some good wishes to our producer, Christina. We love her. Yes, they didn't fight this episode. It was shocking.
That's just what... Exactly
no, I'm just agreeing with you. She didn't cry. Or she cried.
She cried, but that's
but they
the thing.
Didn't fight.
I will say, the whole... crying at the table with the family, I think was completely intentional. I think that was completely a tactic to disarm them.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
And it worked. I'm still putting it out there. I am here for the family, Gino.
I
think it could still,
I don't
there
know.
Might be some characters we haven't met yet.
Maybe. I just feel like
Gino can't be the only weird one.
I just
one.
Feel like they're just this close from spewing QAnon theories. Like, I feel like the nephew, Anthony, I want to fuck him.
Oh, yeah, he's hot.
I'm so afraid that I'll be fucking him and he'll be saying, you know, Pizzagate was real, right? Hillary Clinton, and I'll go take my jockstrap off and shove in his mouth.
But still have sex with him.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't hear him spew QAnon theories, I can't. Not being attracted to
but
it.
But we don't know that about them. We shouldn't
know,
make those assumptions.
Right.
It's like when people called Rebecca's brother a proud. Like,
I know.
Don't know.
You're right. It.
They could not be that way at all.
They just give me that.
But, so, okay. So they're
just
looking.
Just take your jock strap and put it in their mouth.
Take this jock strap and shove it. I ain't here.
Remember. You can fuck them. You can fuck their politics. You can fuck them. Just make sure you don't hear it before.
Make sure you don't hear it before. So. Jasmine is looking at wedding gowns, and Gino's going with her because Jasmine says, how am I supposed to pay for the dress if Gino's not here to pay for it?
The credit card. Also, she doesn't really have a lot of friends. I imagine there's just not a... Maybe there isn't a lot of... I was thinking if she could find someone who maybe spoke Spanish that she could kind of... I also don't think Jasmine has many female friends. Just imagine.
I don't think she makes a lot of new ones.
Yeah.
Maybe historical. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not really a girl's girl.
Just a lot of male friends.
Probably, yes. So they want to find a dress that's around $1,000 because Gino already gave her money for a wedding dress. And she, remember, y'all, she spent it on her ass.
Yeah.
So.
And she says, she walks in and says, I want a black dress, like a black widow spider.
She's kidding, but it's funny.
Gino goes, and she's like, it's good, he's laughing.
And she's like, just kidding, because the woman, Anna. And so she does say, when Gino does say, I want to stay around $1,000, she goes, that doesn't exist, Gino, no.
Now, we know that exists because we've seen Danielle of Daniel and Muhammad go dress shopping.
Yeah.
We know people have bought like $100, $200, $300. Now, they're not nice.
No, they're not
nice. But I did like her saying, that doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
So Gino and he's, Gino's so awkward making a mess with the champagne. He's like, sorry, I spilled some. He
reminds me of somebody I know.
I spill champagne. I am awkward. So she says, she's like, I've been married before, but I've never had a wedding. And
same for you.
Yeah. Never had a wedding. One day.
One day.
I am starting to think about how easy an Islamic wedding is because you just say the Shahada and you're done.
And you're done.
It's a good thought. Good thought.
It's a good,
That's a very easy wedding. You can get that done in the hospital.
I don't know if you're going to be able to marry a man on that one.
Fair.
Then we're going to get into old crone.
That's a point.
Old crone territory.
And that's a good point.
And you won't be able to open your mouth in the temple.
That's a good point.
What do we think of the first dress?
I just wrote boobs.
It's pretty.
These are all David's bridal dresses.
I like the second dress, actually.
Yeah.
The one, of course, the one that was $5,000.
The second dress was the nicest one.
Mm-hmm.
No, these were, to me, middle. These are pretty dresses.
It was nice for her. Every time she walked out in a dress, Gino had his hand on the chair, and he would just go and just kind of shake and convulse because he was
Ooh,
so
that's pretty.
He was so, but
you
he
looked like a you look like a queen.
He was just thinking
think
so
about
much
jerking
about,
off. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about. I was thinking about how much
money
he's
it was.
Have to spend
that too. I liked all of. Sorry, they're just screaming
There's
from workmen behind me.
Construction people yelling.
I liked all of Sophie's dresses better, but
no, yes,
but
yes.
I think that's just. I think all of them looked more unique.
Yeah, I thought the third dress looked fine.
Yeah.
It looked pretty with the veil, and it was only $2,000.
I liked the cutouts. And she said,
I did like the cutouts.
She said it's more budget friendly, and this is the thing. She's like, so I told them about your budget, and so she couldn't have told them before. It's just like, this is a floor sample for $2,000. And I went, did Jasmine just compromise?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, she did spend the money on her butt.
That's true.
She did.
So they're out looking at a wedding venue the next, and she said, looks like a cowboy movies. And
Gino's trying to convince her that this summer in Michigan is going to go on forever. Y'all, it's like a month and a half you get?
I'm not sure when this is. This looks like April, May. It gets hot, but you're good until like September, and then it gets cold.
Yeah,
and then the first snow happens in October, November, late God. October, November. Yeah, not fun.
No,
and where they are is a little bit. They're in Canton. But I think
where
Canton.
Thank you.
I think in Canton the weather's even I think Ann Arbor was darker and snowier because it was so close to the lake.
Does it get dark in the winter, like at 3 p.m.?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's rough. It's rough because it's so up there.
I could get bothered by how dark it gets in California in the winter because I didn't grow up with that.
You'd never make it.
I'd never make it.
Never make
never.
It. It gets dark in the wintertime where I grew up, like really early.
Well, yeah, your father, because I was more south.
Yeah. So. But it's also how close you are to the line. yeah. the time zone. Like this, none of nobody gives a no, shit about any of this.
Did you see that the sun is changing its axis? So all these magnetic fields,
the
are
poles
being
are flipping.
The poles are flipping.
The sun's coming out. It's gay.
The sun's first. He's like, "Hi, everybody! I've been fucking you for billions of years.
I want the world to know."
But they're saying that. Now the
Miss Sun, if you're nasty.
The what is it? The Aurora Borealis.
Aurora.
Aurora Borealis.
Oh God!
Which sounds like
you idiot.
It sounds Aurora like something. I don't remember. It sounds like something in your butthole, but
kind of does.
You can. They think that you will be able to see it. Last time this happened, you could see that all the way down to Mexico City. So we'll see. I had a friend who just took a trip to see the Northern Lights to Finland. Cloudy all week. They didn't get to see it.
Oh.
That was the main reason they went. And everybody kept talking about, "Oh, we saw them last week. They were beautiful and fantastic." Missed it.
Finland, huh?
Yeah, I think it was Finland.
Wow.
Yeah. It was cold.
You know you can go to Canada or Alaska.
No, they wanted to do a trip. They had icicles on their eyelashes and everything.
I guess I'm thinking of if they went to go see the Northern Lights, the closest place would be Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just I understand wanting to go to Scandinavia.
Though. Yeah, you would want to go more to Scandinavia to fuck them in there.
Maybe. They're rather cold.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
They're very direct though.
You like that?
I do. I do. There's some Scandinavians, like the Sarsgaards. Yeah, I'm into them.
Well, who isn't?
Exactly.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. Songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, This reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
And moving on, yeah, where are we?
You said you weren't into them, but you keep bringing talking about them.
Now
you
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, fuck all of them. So we're looking at wedding venues. Of course, she said, I just want to be by the ocean with Coco, Gino, and me, and that's it. But he wants classy, old, antique, because fedoras, you know, something closer to his age.
To his age. So they meet Anna, the event producer, and they go in this barn. And Jasmine, I love when Jasmine says, this place is really beautiful, but I can't let Gino know that I like it.
It's so real.
So real. Y'all judge her for it, but y'all do it. Y'all do that shit to your spouses
too. She's just saying what everyone is thinking.
Yes, yes, yes.
She needs to know. She needs to keep she needs can keep control of the situation by doing what she's doing.
She does.
You gotta have hand.
She
like
does.
Seinfeld says.
I want Burger King. That sounds delicious. Sorry, just hit me.
Do we need to order some food at?
Maybe.
Okay. So I Maybe. Think this. I, you know, I think barns to get married in are a hit and miss for me. This was really pretty. This
was very
rustic
pretty.
Without being white candly and fabric.
Yes, I don't like those.
You like that like that horrible venue in Houston where they got married.
Where Dr. Downey.
Where Dr. Downey and Drea Downey's got married.
We can't use Dr. Downey's house because his sister-in-law, Drea Downey, is going to have to use it for her wedding to Donald Downey.
I sometimes walk around just going, Dr. Downey's daughter, Drea.
So instead
stupid
of
stupid idiots.
We found a barn in Dallas, but that's not going to work. So we're going to go outside to, I don't know, a suburb of Houston that starts with a D. Go to Dallas, to Denton, to whatever, Downey,
well,
to Dr. Downey's farm in Downey.
Got their braces off. Let's touch teeth.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I hate them.
I forgot. I should have asked my casting friend about them.
Anyway.
I want to say this. Remember how you said this is probably going to be a short show. We don't have a lot to talk about. But I think we're both wired with the humidity. I would love to have a barn wedding because there's something. I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. Maybe it's a past life or something. But I would love to have a wedding in a barn. And then
an orgy afterwards?
No. But close. While the wedding's going on and people are just celebrating, my husband and I go upstairs and fucking some hay. Doesn't that sound nice? We literally roll in the hay at our barn wedding. Just imagine. There's something about.
Have you ever had sex in hay?
No, but it's the idea of
it the is man just itchy and uncomfortable.
Well, he lays me down on the hay, and I kind of take my arm and lean back, and I look at him, and it's like love seems like only yesterday.
It's not how you think it's going to be.
We were fucking in hay, and then I just lift my legs up, and you just hear the hay just going,
yuck.
I don't know.
Let me just tell you this.
Have you actually fucked in hay?
Yes. Anytime.
Who actually fucks in hay?
Anytime you're fucking in a material that's non-fabric, like not in a bed or non-traditional materials, you always miss the sheets. You always miss a towel.
Okay, I've got to walk this back.
You miss the normal things.
How did you get into a position that you were fucking in hay? I need to know this story.
How did this happen?
How old were you? Was it where was it?
Was it
in Texas or South Carolina?
This was you know where this was? This was in Michigan. This
really
was someone invited me. This guy, I wasn't seeing him. But his parents lived close enough by, and it was pretty rural. And they had, we're in the house, but we were fooling around. He's like, let's go up to the barn.
Oh.
And so we fucked in the barn, and there was hay in the barn.
Aren't you allergic to hay?
Yes.
So were you, like,
you know what? You couldn't really
take
off all your clothes because it actually hurt. So I kept part of, we kept part of our clothes on.
So you Donald ducked it, fucked it?
Yeah, kind of.
Donald ducked it, fucked it.
But still, it's not good. I just need to disabuse you of the notion that fucking in hay is
good. But absorbent for any liquids.
And you're finding hay everywhere after that. I got a rash. After it. Again, if you have romantic notions about fucking in non-traditional materials,
not worth it.
You can do it, but you will always miss good sheets. You will always say, the thrill of this might have been worth it, but I wish I had sheets. That's why if you're going to go outside, if you're going to fuck outside, mm-hmm. take a blanket. Just take a fucking blanket.
Y'all get your sheets or a blanket from Article or Quince, Reality Gay sponsors. What if that was our built-in? What if that was our ad? You fucking it. Hey.
Take a blanket, take some lube, and take some little towels. And I promise you, things will be better.
And some hand sanitizer if you're Chelsea Marr to kill all the bacteria.
I still
afterwards.
Can't believe that happened. But you put it on your dick, right? Not on your hands.
Matthew, just put it on your dick, kills everything. That's what the doctor told me.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Anyway.
The barn's pretty, yes. There's 21 days to wed, and they're going to meet with the family. Dana, Michelle, and Amanda. Oh,
and
I
Anthony.
We got a box. I didn't open it from Sissy Michelle. It's like a little gift. Oh, we'll have to open it later.
And she says,
Anthony, yeah.
Gino needs to have my back at any moment.
No matter what.
But y'all, she does not need Gino.
Doesn't need Gino.
Because she just says, so I can tell you that it's not what you thought, that I was a gold digger before. It is not the case. What will it take for me to be accepted by you? What a salvo. This is genius.
Well, yeah, because she puts the response as it should be.
I know.
She puts the responsibility on them because it actually is.
It is.
She is coming to their and doing enough. Y'all will say that. Somebody who's an immigrant coming to live in your
very
country,
direct.
Give them grace, extend, because they're already dealing with a lot. But then she also says, too, she says, I have an American family now and I want that.
And she says, and I need you guys. Here come the waterworks, which I think were faked, but who cares? But y'all and Dana and they all kind of look around each other and feel like shit.
Well, Dana full on says, look, no offense, but you're beautiful. Look at him.
Look at that.
It just doesn't make sense.
You came here for that?
And even she laughs at that.
And she goes, yeah, you're kind of right.
And she's like, no, look at him. He's so sexy.
He's a babe.
He's a beast.
When we met her, I was struck by how, and I said this, Gino is much more attractive in person. And
when we met them both, yes. I was saying
and
when that
she,
to her.
And she went, I know.
She's like, I know. I want to see him inside. Gino, put your Michigan dick in me, Gino.
She's like,
give it to me.
He's so sexy.
So sexy. Y'all, I mean, it works.
Jasmine is exactly like you think she would be.
I know some of you are sick of them. I don't care.
I know.
I do think it would be good for them to have a season off, but I feel like they're going to be on hay.
So there, she's like, well, Michelle said, well, we saw all these bikini pics, but now I know you're smart and you're funny and I love you. And she apologized for being bitchy and basically being horrible in front of the family. And then Anthony's like, you know, I thought she was going to break his heart, and Pizzagate's real.
We don't know that. You never know. There's some good people in Michigan.
There are. Clayton and Annalie.
Clayton and Annalie. Annalie.
All the pictures that you put in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. Y'all, come join us. Join us, our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We have lots of fun in there. 10,000 strong.
Someone kept putting a picture of him sitting on that bed and his feet dangling. And
I got to say, that turned the tide for me.
That's what it did.
Like, when I saw that picture, I went, I get it. And then when Christina, I don't know if you noticed last week on our intimate portrait, Christina edited, instead of Clayton sitting on the bed, he was sitting right here in the middle of the couch with his feet hanging off the couch.
You know what it is, too?
Oh, y'all, if you don't watch the intimate portrait, that's fine. It's on the 50-yard tier. But I got to say, the shade edits that Christina puts in throughout that and in our watch-alongs,
she's just has
what
absolute,
a bitch.
Absolutely
I love her.
No sympathy.
Oh yeah, she just reads them for Phil. Great.
He was sitting there with his hands on his laps, and then I also noticed them before, but it's a proportional thing. His fleshy T-Rex arms that are just kind of sitting there hanging off his torso. And then we saw his kind of fleshy little calves with his shorts that were too long. It was all I could take to keep watching the screen. Of him doing, I think he was trying to do like the bulking up scene from Rocky, and I was just so disturbed.
It wasn't sitting on the bed tied to, though. He just was such an asshole to her this episode.
Yeah.
Like really just.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know if he, because he's so nerdy, I don't know if he thinks like this is what should bros, man, should
That's
be upset
no
about.
Justification.
No, yeah. I know, but it's like we were talking about certain characters from Love is Blind. They were like, maybe that's the reason why they act like a terrible person, but it was just gross.
I think he hasn't had a lot of girlfriends. And
yeah,
he,
so it's like he thinks you're supposed to be mad about.
No, I think he is terrified for someone to leave him.
God, that's even sadder.
Yep. And,
but
it also when jealousy happens, like this kind of jealousy, like some people argue that a little jealousy is a good thing. I don't argue that, but I know that some people
you practice it. You don't argue it, but you practice it.
Maybe. No, remember, with open relationships, they my door swings open, theirs stays closed.
Theirs stays closed.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's no, I
well,
yeah.
What I was saying though is it has to do with jealousy is a lack of trust fundamentally,
mm-hmm.
and it usually tells you more about the jealous person than the person who's.
But I will. I do want to say, not as a defense to him, and also though, I don't think again not an excuse to behave this way. And it does make sense, though, why he would feel this way, because
he also has been cheated on.
He's been cheated on. And also, I said this, and who was I talking with? Another podcaster. Kim, when I was on her show for Cray Cray. She and I both are like, this girl's not into him at all and hasn't been, and that's the and because that's weird. Whatever, your mom's sleeping in the closet next door, but Kim's, I said, from your perspective as a woman, she was like, yes, she needs to be banging this guy that she's into. It's weird that she's not. And so I think that is whether, I don't know what her reason is. I think it's shitty for her.
I know
to
what
not
her reason
tell
is.
Clayton. That I'm not, I think she needs to come clean and say, I'm just not into you anymore. And I don't think she's ever going to do that.
I think that she is really uncomfortable being even flirty with a man on camera, which her family may see, who are very conservative.
Totally true. But to have this narrative, but you would still have sex. And they talked about having sex once this episode. So clearly, she's okay with them saying that they had sex on camera.
Yeah.
So they did it. But not being, moving to another country, not sleeping with someone, your new fiance, for 60 days, that's, she's not into him.
I agree
and,
with
and
you.
I think that, I actually think, it makes me wonder, because look, he's gross in this episode. She doesn't necessarily act like an angel. I'm wondering, is this her plan all along? Because she is because she is not owning that she was totally into the stripper, and she is totally this episode like, oh, I didn't mean to all of this shit. Does she want him to be angry so then she has an excuse to leave?
I think Annalie is an extremely complex person. I think there are issues of not being comfortable in her own skin. I think she's a very cynical person. I think she's found... Here's the thing about Clayton. I think she's made a pragmatic choice that says, I want to get out of my father's house.
Mm-hmm.
This guy came along. He's kind. Am I really attracted to him? No. But I can fake it enough for a longer time, because sex is important to me, but it's not that important to me. I think there are some women who make that choice.
Mm-hmm. Is it also? I don't think it's in her, but just to play out the scenarios, is it also this guy's a nerd and a loser, and he's not gonna? I can get what I need from out of this and not
to me, just decide, that's pragmatic. Yeah,
what you said though, that's a cruel thing to decide and not talk to your partner about.
But he never has to,
because he's going into it with different expectations.
I know, but you're assuming everyone is 100% transparent with everybody else.
No, they're not.
And that's not the majority.
What I've come to with both of them is I don't think either of them are great people.
It's hard for me.
I think
they're
both using each other in their own way.
I think the show has idealized them in a way. I feel like I understand her.
I think she's getting a kinder edit on this show than she is in real life.
Yeah. She's getting I think because she's funny. I think because he adores her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he doing guinea pig noises in the beginning of this episode, yes, like hopping up and down?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sissy Suzette, for explaining the difference between a guinea pig and a gerbil. That was a very informative Facebook post.
I did try to say it, and you were confused.
You didn't know what you're talking about.
I did not know as much as she did.
No, she was an expert. Yeah,
I told you gerbils had tails.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, I liked it when she said, he's like, he found the efficient, he found the makeup artist and the hair, and so we're all good to go. And Annalie's like, he's like, I gotta lose 10 kilos. And she's like, why are you waiting to the last day?
Yeah, it's gonna happen. So instead of the Rocky music playing during this workout session, what music should be playing for Clayton?
Isn't there like a hamster workout? Like a guinea pig workout? Guinea pig beach party?
Wow. I'm going to look it up.
Guinea pig birthday party?
Guinea pig birthday party.
I'm making that up.
Maybe.
Teddy bear picnic?
Teddy bear. Let's see.
We also had a lot of people say that they thought being called Tyree on our comments, saying, yeah, being called a teddy bear is not sexual.
Being called, yeah.
That friend zones.
Let's see. We got a... what's this? A guinea pig song.
I think I'd heard this. Yeah. It's perfect. Okay, turn it off. I hate it. That's going to get in my head.
Ah, y'all, that song is called the guinea pig song.
That's what should have been playing.
That is what should have been played.
Wow. So, y'all, they're talking about their bachelor parties, and she says, I have to tell you that your sister surprised me with a stripper. That's a really good way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she did say, I thought it was immigration, because he was dressed as the cop.
That she, come on, you.
She, do you believe her when she said she did not know a stripper was coming?
No.
Oh, I believed her when she said she didn't think, because she's like, I do.
She kept saying before, I hope there are strippers. I told her I wanted a stripper.
But I don't think she ever thought that would happen.
I do. She's from another country, but she's not an idiot. Look at Brandy. You look at Brandy,
I don't know.
And know that you're getting a stripper.
She was surprised, though.
No, I think she knew. I think she probably knew.
Or she, but she couldn't have known. But what I'm asking is, did you think?
And well, here's the deal. I don't think it makes a difference, because if she knew there was a stripper was there, do you think she would have not gone?
No.
So she would have gone regardless.
And so he basically says...
She said, I didn't hire him. Your sister, and she says
it was like, your sister's hard-earned money.
She's like, your sister spent her hard-earned money. What was I supposed to do? <I know. laughs> What was I supposed to do when they slapped that dick in my face?
And then she said, she's like, did he touch you? And she's like, yeah, I was kind of saying no.
I was trying to point him towards Brandy.
This is
not the case.
This is like, y'all, they're going to air this on the tell-all. Yeah,
I'm like, did you forget there were a camera there, Sonny?
Well, This is all magical thinking in the moment of trying. And this is what makes me kind of sad. I think this is why she's doing this, because she's seen how he's acted before.
Possibly, yeah.
And it, she,
I mean, we've
that,
never seen it.
She but even says that later.
Yeah.
You do this. He's very jealous. And then she said, I said no. And he says, you still accepted it. And I have a question. Did he expect her just to get up and run out and go, no, strippers?
Well, as she says, what was I supposed to do? The car was moving. We could throw the stripper out the window. And then sometimes, you know, there were speed bumps and he just kind of fell into me. Gosh, it was just horrible, Clayton.
It's a great explanation. And then he's like, he touched you. She's like, well, he was dancing, and sometimes he came around me. Y'all, he's going to see that footage. He's going to see that footage of that penis sheath just like swinging like a scythe.
Yeah, just
going for her neck.
Is there a motorcycle behind you?
It is the leaf blower, or the blower from the place over. That's how loud it is.
Opening your Zillow app, are you?
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
It's really... So, it... You know what I do think? I think for both of them, we started seeing now, like, because he talks about later, she gets upset and just walks out of the room and just, like, and ghosts him and kind of freezes him out. But I agree with you. I think we have just seen that this is just the tip of the iceberg of not Clayton being an asshole or angry. Yes, this is one manifestation of it, but at the tip of the iceberg of his complete, as Nuttley would say from Single Life, what is your worst quality? I'm needy on our job.
I'm telling you.
The complete total always needing validation.
And it's not all his other weird quirks that are turns off or turn offs. It's not his physicality, it's this.
It's this. And it makes sense, because
it's the least attractive quality of a person.
Well, she was never around it.
Yep.
Because they didn't live together.
So he calls Brandy. She's trying to go get her suitcase. And she even says, this can't happen again. And what's interesting, she brings up, I'm worried that you will never let this go.
So apparently, we haven't
there's
seen
a history
edit,
of this.
But he has a history of hanging on to things, which makes sense. Because I can see... Because she says he asked all these questions about it. And, you know, Clayton, the way he thinks is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he can probably obsess over things.
We haven't seen this, but the way she talks, I completely believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too.
And he calls Brandy. She's like, so she's trying to leave. And yeah, you got a stripper for her. And Brandy's like,
you know what?
Get over it.
You know what? I've decided we're going to do this as a reality gaze theater.
Okay.
Poodle, you're going to be Brandy.
Okay.
I'll be Clayton.
Shocking.
Right. How do we do a stripper version of this song? A strip tease version of...
I really mean it.
Good job.
Rest in peace, Chita Rivera. That was for you.
That was for you.
All right. For you.
And action. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hey, sis. Hey, sis.
Stop talking so loud. My head hurts. Jesus. Is this Clayton?
Hey, yeah. What other brother would you have? It's just me. Your good old brother.
Stop shouting.
Sitting in bed. I'm just dangling my feet. It reminds me when I was a little kid on that seesaw. Remember how we used to seesaw
it? Yeah. Brooklyn, get up. It's 12:30.
Remember when seesaw we'd go back and forth?
Stop. What do you want?
I'm just calling to say, wedding
what
planning.
What is this? Puke?
Wedding planning. What? Sorry. Wedding planning's going well. I do want to ask you this. Annalise packing her suitcase because we got into a little argument about the stripper.
Wonder when that was going to happen.
Yeah, she's acting like she's going to leave. I'm a little upset, sis. A little upset.
Why? Just get over it. Strippers happen.
Because you had a fucking stripper at the bachelorette party.
Don't raise your voice to me, you little twerp.
All right.
You need to get over it.
What do I do now? Help me fix it. Help me fix it. What do I tell her?
You tell her you can't wait to get married to her today. Oh my God!
What's
Brayden,
this? What?
Your Cub Scout meeting is today.
Honey, sis, are you still in bed?
I got a lot to do today.
Are you in bed?
Is there anything else?
It's 3:30 in the afternoon. It's not.
Well, your wedding is like at 8:30, so it's fine.
I'm the victim in all this. I was the one that told her no strippers.
No, I'm the victim. I had 11 fireball shots.
Oh God,
it was rough.
That's look. I'm trying to respond to her and respond to you. This is how conversations work, Brandy.
Let me tell you how conversations work. After my third divorce, I had to go bail out my third husband. There wasn't a lot of conversation there. I had to go fuck the bail bondsman just to get that handled. We didn't have a lot of conversation. So I suggest you go back in there, grab her suitcase, and have a little conversation with your fiance and stop bothering me and let me go back to fucking bed.
See you tomorrow at 11 a.m.?
Yep, be there.
And scene. When Brandy told him, I'm trying to help you. It gave me, dude, I'm busy energy. We need to make sure to say, dude, I'm busy.
She might be my favorite cast member this season.
Oh, yes. We need caps, baseball caps that say sushi food.
I think no one kept it realer than Brandy.
No one kept it realer than Brandy.
I like to get over it.
Get over it. And he's like, there's a fucking stripper at the party. Yeah, go tell her you love her. But just the least bit of advice ever.
I think that woman has had to put up with a lot of shit in her life.
And she actually probably, her brother, actually treats her nicer than probably anybody in her life.
Yeah, but I think he's always running to her to solve problems or for her to comfort him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a skill set that she has anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It makes me think of that the gayest aria.
Comfort ye.
Y'all.
Comfort ye.
Gayest aria.
We got it.
All right.
Come. All right. C-U-M. Come fart me.
That's what we used to call it. Come fart me. We used to call that in college. Do you know of a gayer aria?
It's gay. I sang it every year at Christmas.
There we go.
It's a beautiful aria, though.
So
it's a beautiful aria.
We need to move on. It is. Annalie, yeah, she's talking about being jealous. She said, I want to go back and never return. And then Clayton kind of walks up to her and just hugs her and says, just hug me. Just hug me.
Oh, this
which
is when
the worst.
This is when I went, you get the fuck away from her.
The neediness is too much for you. It's too, yeah. I mean, too much for me, but it would drive you. You actually would kill
me. I was allergic to this motherfucker when I first saw him.
Yeah.
And I knew there had to be
a reason. But now we know why it triggers you, because you can't stand your Enneagram shit. You can't stand neediness.
It is my least favorite quality in a
it
person.
It is the least favorite quality, yeah.
So he says, I'm madder at the party than I am at you. I don't know what that means.
Means nothing. It's a bullshit excuse. And you're not going to be mad at the party once you see the footage, Clayton.
So
please, God, I hope they show that to him, because this was a later episode. I hope they were able to show that to him during the tell-all.
They filmed the tell-all halfway through. He did not see it.
No, but I mean, I hope they like showed it. You know, when they show them footage in the tell-all that they haven't seen yet?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I'm hoping with the first time we see
them. They have to. So he's going to be pissed off, too. And she says, I want to know if this conversation ends here. I can't live my life with all of your ridiculous questions. And she's going to sleep in another room.
But that's why they're actually terrible for each other. He's always asking questions, but she never wants to. She is not an overly talkative, nor it's not the language thing, y'all. I just don't think she talks, and she doesn't. She is a woman who keeps to herself.
I think. Have you ever met a Peruvian?
Well, no.
They're generally reserved.
And I just don't think she wants to be with someone who's asking questions all the time.
I agree with you.
I think she wants to be with someone that she feels like has a lot of autonomy, self-efficiency.
I think she thought when she was in the same country with him, we've seen this before, things would change.
Yeah.
Anxieties would get would become normal.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't become furious questions about, where'd you go? Blah, blah, blah.
Now she's thinking, maybe it's better for me to go back and be with my shrew of a father.
Shrew of a father, not well, be a mother. We remember, y'all, have we seen any of her family?
None.
On like a video call or anything? I don't know if we have.
She says the best thing is for her to sleep in a different room tonight.
And she needs to think. I would need to think, too, after all this.
Clayton's like, there she goes again. You're scaring me.
That's the show.
Boy, this episode was a ride, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We just went everywhere. Because we were talking about fucking and hay.
Oh.
You never remember that old joke, what is a gay horse eat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember that. All right, somebody just got that for the first time. Carl, I got a new joke for you. Shooter, go get Mama's joke book. Come on.
She does have a joke book.
Carl's wife does have a joke book. That's the episode, everybody. We're going to talk about just these Rob being his best self next episode. We didn't have Nikki and Justin this week.
Which was just a blessing.
So, but don't worry. We're going to have that, and we're going to have Ashley just giving Ashley. Oh, God, what a star. All right, everybody. We'll see you next episode. Until then, go to realitygaze.com. You can find all the information about us. Hey, we posted. Oh, I'm so glad we remember this. Caitlin with a coat killed us. We posted our reactions on our TikTok.
Thank you.
To the new cast of Love is Blind, we posted our initial reaction. So you can look at our TikTok. I think it's on Instagram, too. But we would love it if you subscribed to our TikTok.
Subscribe to our TikTok, y'all.
Trying to build it up. Subscribe to all of them.
Become a ticker.
We do engage with the Instagram comments and TikTok comments, too. And it's not just Caitlin who does
I need to do more TikTok Instagram.
Well, I guess it's not you, but I've been engaging with it. But you do a lot of Instagram.
I do a lot of Instagram.
So it's still us, y'all, that answers your messages.
It is still us.
Yes. When you send us the video of your cousin who went to some event of some singer that I've never heard of with 1,000 followers, but it reminded you of Poodle. That's me. That's hearting that.
Yes. Or so, I laugh at it.
Yes, but that is us. So follow us on our social media, and we'll see you next episode. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever woken up at 3:30 after 11 fireball shots with the worst heartburn you've ever had.
Oh, it's the worst heartburn you've ever had.
And your brother calls, and you're like, I need to murder him now.
Just burp and cinnamon.
You can call us.
Call us.